then you should have a career in radio.
In my car, I got everything that a man could want. I got more.
Biggest laugh of the day in the studio, I can tell you that. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. As we approach 515, that means it's time to play the Harris Challenge. It's the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last month or so, you can call now at 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. Dan will line up the contestants, and then we'll go. Later on in this hour, Mike Evans will be along from Hollywood with some gossip stuff, and I've got a great, great batch of knuckleheads in the news for you today. But let's get right into the challenge and meet contestant number one. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the Harris Challenge. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, get to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal good.
I really don't have anything. Just hopefully everybody has a good weekend.
All right. With 62 degrees tomorrow, it's going to be hard not to have a good weekend.
Yeah.
By the way, on Wednesday morning when I was filling in for McGraw, I declared winter officially over.
Oh, and, good.
Just in case you missed it, you may now officially take your winter coat and put it away. You will not need it again, unless you're planning on going out at night next week when it's going to be in the 20s. But details. Jim, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions are turning and tumbling all week long, and now they come spilling out. And you get to choose the one you want from these three categories. Category one, if ever, oh, ever, a whiz there was. Category two, have you been paying attention? In category three, the Forbes magazine list of billionaires. Which one would you like?
Let's do the paying attention one.
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. I do have to warn you, according to federal regulations, I'm required as a licensed radio broadcaster, I do have to warn you that if you get 7 points or less, you will be punished. The good news is, if you get 8 points or more, another licensed operator will be able to tell you about fabulous prizes that you will win, and we call him...
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right you are, Paul. We're going to give you a choice. You're going to have a choice between Stefanina's gift card worth $15.
Pizza.
You can have a dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and in Cottleville.
We've been sampling some of those today. I got to tell you, those guys have the biggest donut holes I've ever seen. I'll
yes,
just say
they
it.
Do.
Just yeah. Say it.
Awesome. We also have a free car wash from Westport Car Wash.
Have
some Wehrenberg Theater movie passes.
All right. All of that together would be a prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Jim, you've chosen the category. Have you been paying attention? This will all be news from the past week. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which star of one of the most popular TV spinoffs of the 1970s announced this week that she has terminal brain cancer?
Valerie Harper.
Correct. Who led a filibuster in the U.S. Senate this week, which lasted over 12 hours?
What is his name? Ron Paul's kid. Jesus.
No, it wasn't him.
Not Jesus Paul.
You want to pass?
Yeah, I'll pass. I'll think of it.
Here's your three-pointer. Who signed an NFL contract this week worth $120.6 million over 6 years?
Joe Flacco.
Correct. Which relative of Osama bin Laden did the U.S. announce it captured this week?
His son.
Bin Laden's kid.
Close.
His son-in-law.
There you go. Which member of the cast of The View announced that she will leave at the end of this season?
Barbara Walters, I don't know.
No, it's Joy Behar. And Ian told me, I almost couldn't do the show today. I was so sad when I heard this when I came in. Not only is Joy Behar leaving, but...
Elizabeth Hasselbeck is
fired.
Been renewed.
Yeah. Don't let the door hit you and your Hasselbeck.
Oh.
Yeah. By the way, we almost accepted Ron Paul's son, but we really needed Rand Paul.
Rand.
Because that's his name.
RuPaul.
I know, that's his daughter.
Yes.
By the way, the son-in-law of Osama bin Laden is correct. He's a core official of Al-Qaeda.
A what?
And a former radio manager. Let's see. You got the 4, the 3, and the 1. That's a total of 8 points, Jim, and you're a winner.
Yay.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and you can choose the one you want while we move on to contestant number 2. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just finished directing the play Death Trap at St. Charles Community College, which plays tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday afternoon.
Wow. I won't give anything away, even though there are twists and turns galore.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. That's a good play. I saw it on Broadway, not on Broadway, but I saw it on stage early on, and then it became a movie with Michael Caine, Diane Cannon, and Christopher Reeve.
Christopher Reeve, yes.
Yeah. All right, here are the categories we have. Jeff, we have If Ever, Oh Ever, a Whiz There Was, the Forbes magazine list of billionaires, or According to Mental Floss. This is an interesting website I found this week, Mental Floss. They've got all sorts of weird little trivial pieces of information on them. So I picked out 5 of them, and that's what that category is about. Which one would you like, Jeff?
That sounds like a lot of fun. I'll try Mental Floss.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which fast food company is named after its founder, Glenn Bell?
Pass.
True or false, Redondo Beach, California adopted the Goodyear blimp as the city's official bird in 1983.
True.
It is true. Which Major League Baseball team did Tom Selleck once pinch hit for in spring training in 1992?
The Detroit Tigers.
Correct. Which of these airports is larger than the island of Manhattan? Chicago's O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth International, or LAX?
Dallas-Fort Worth.
Correct. True or false, ancient Greeks swore on garlic the same way people today take oaths on the Bible?
False.
It's false, but the ancient Egyptians did. Now back to the one-pointer. Which fast food company is named after its founder, Glenn Bell?
Taco Bell.
You figure because the last name's Bell?
Huh.
Sure.
Like it's his son, Glenn's son, Taco?
Yeah.
You're correct. That's right, Jeff.
Okay.
You got 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's 10 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to the guys at Mental Floss for the questions today. Contestant number 3, that's you, Joe.
Hey, how you doing there, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm AM and the PM.
We appreciate that.
Work at St. Louis Community College. Nice place to work.
All right. Which branch?
Forest Park.
Okay. If Ever, Oh Ever, a Whiz There Was, the Forbes magazine billionaire list, or another magazine-inspired category this week, Sports Illustrated's Most Powerful People in Sports.
Well, I'm probably going to have to take, I won't say it. I'll go for the Whiz.
Okay. We have 60 seconds on the clock, Joe. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In the original Wizard of Oz, what role did St. Louis and Mickey Carroll play?
It was a munchkin.
Correct. Which version of the Oz story, when turned into a movie, included a hit song called Ease On Down the Road?
The Wiz.
Correct. What Broadway musical prequel to The Wizard of Oz originally starred Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth?
Wicked.
Correct. What is Dorothy's last name?
Gale.
Correct. Which piece of Wizard of Oz memorabilia was auctioned off last year for $480,001?
The ruby slippers, I think.
Dorothy's dress.
Oh.
Wow.
But the good news, Joe, is without the 5-pointer, you still got the others, and that's 10 points, and you're a winner.
Oh, right. Great.
Nicely done. Congratulations. Sometimes it's all about category choice, Joe.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, way to go. Okay, let's meet our 4th contestant today, and that's you, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just ready for the weekend.
All right. We have Forbes magazine's billionaire list or Sports Illustrated's most powerful people in sports.
Sports Illustrated.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. 8 or better to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Roger Goodell is number 1 on SI's list. What league does Roger Goodell run?
The NFL.
Correct. The owner of the St. Louis Rams is number 6 on the list because he also owns 4 other sports franchises. What is his name?
Dan Kroenke.
Correct. Which former NBA superstar, now owner of the Charlotte Bobcats and still a valuable spokesman for Nike, is number 50 on the list this year?
Jordan.
Jordan is right. Who is the only woman on the list of the top 10 most powerful athletes because she's the number one player in the number one women's sport?
Abby Wambach.
Serena Williams. Here's your five-pointer. You need this for the win. John Skipper is the most powerful media executive on the list at number four. What network does he run?
ESPN.
That is correct. It is ESPN, and you've got 11 points, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're a winner as well. We're just knocking out the prizes today, and we have enough for one more contestant, and that's you, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I guess if you need anything in plumbing related, Drain Masters Plumbing.
Are you with the company?
Yes.
Oh, because sometimes, someday, somebody's going to come on here with an endorsement deal that they've signed. Hey, Drain Masters, if I get on the Harris Challenge, will you give me $100 if I mention your name? Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you come on and you do it. But unfortunately, you were not farsighted enough to think of that, Mark. You just decided to work for the company.
He wants to keep his job.
Drum up some business and get a promotion. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, we have one category left here. It's Forbes Magazine's billionaire list. And let's see if, like the other four guys, we can make you a winner.
Okay.
Mark, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Michael Bloomberg is the richest politician on the list at number 13. What leadership position does he hold?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea.
All right. Three of the top five billionaires in the world are American. For 1 point each, name two of them.
Let's go with Bill Gates.
That's one.
And, what's that guy's name out of Oklahoma or Nebraska? I can't think of his name.
You want to pass?
Yeah, pass.
Telecom executive Carlos Slim is the world's richest man worth $73 billion. What country is Carlos Slim from?
Mexico?
Correct. Larry Page and Sergey Brin are 20 and 21 on the list. What company did they start that's made them so rich?
Pass.
Three family members are on the list in 36th place because of their family's candy business. What is their last name? The most famous name in candy?
Hershey.
Mars.
Mars.
Mars, like M&M's, Mars, etc. Michael Bloomberg is the mayor of New York. Warren Buffett and Larry Ellison are the other Americans on that list. And Larry Page and Sergey Brin started a little company called Google.
Oh.
Let's see how you did here. Three for Carlos Slim and one for Bill Gates, and that's only 4 points,
not
Mark.
Good.
No, it's not. I'm sorry to do that to you. You know, we had a question about the Wizard of Oz and a category about the Wizard of Oz, and earlier Joe Hipperson and I were dissing the new Oz movie. Let's go to the Coconuts version of this. This is a group that, as far as I know, never actually had a hit. Never did much of anything elsewhere, but for some reason, I have this album in my home collection. Ladies and gentlemen, right. Singing a song from The Wizard of Oz, The Coconuts.
I could wind away the hours, converting with the flowers, and dancing with the rain.
Yeah, I like this.
Sing along, Mark. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Mark was about to join in, and I'm going to cut that off right now.
Wow.
Mark, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much for playing. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge every Friday, right around 5:15, here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.